This is Eric Holland. よろしくお願いします。
こんにちは、竹井しおりです。これからの時間は、変なコミュニケーションの時間です。
変なコミュニケーション、oh yeah。
変なコミュニケーション、何のことだって思われるかもしれませんよね。日本人の私とアメリカ人のエリックが二人で話してると、時折ね、お互い英語と日本語がぐちゃぐちゃになったような状態で話すことがあるんですよね。ひどい時なんて、私が英語、エリックが日本語で話してるなんてこともあるんですよ。
I'm an American. I've been living in Japan about 2.5 years now, and I can understand a lot of Japanese.But when it comes to speaking, I'll stick with the English. Thank you very much.
というわけで、エリックと私、竹井しおりがお送りします。変なコミュニケーション。ぜひ最後までお付き合いください。
That's Eric Clapton. This is Eric Holland.
竹井しおりです。この曲は改めて聞いてみるとちょっと変ですよね。She don't lie, she don't lie と歌ってますが、これは She はね、三人称単数ですから、doesn't じゃないとおかしいですよね。
そうです。ちょっと変。Bad grammar. That's all it is. There's no excuse for it.、you gotta be careful with songs. It's not study time. You know, Clapton doesn't care about grammar. Just like a lot of old songs, you hear the word ain't. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Ain't is just completely dame in English.It's not a real word, but、
mm-hmm.
it definitely pops up in songs sometimes.、ain't is kind of like zen zen okay, maybe. Everybody knows it's wrong,、mm-hmm. but people still say it anyway sometimes.
ああ、なるほどね。でもなんでそんな風にこうバッドグラマーって言えちゃうようなことなのにこんな言い方をするんですか、
I'd say just because he thought it was more musical, fit the song better, it rolled off his tongue.
便利だからってことかな
That's it. I'm so jealous you caught Clapton the other day too, at the Budokan no less.
ああ、本当すごかったよ。みんなね、メロメロになってましたからね。
I've always wanted to go to the Budokan because it's famous in the States.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the 70s, Cheap Trick,、mm-hmm. The rock band, had a very successful live album called Live at Budokan.、Mm-hmm. So it's just, it has this power.、I must go there sometime.
なるほどね。いや、武道館本当に有名なんだね、世界中でね。そういえばエリックもこの間ライブに行ったんだよね。
Caught the Foo Fighters the other night playing acoustic at some theater whose name I can't pronounce.
You can't pronounce?
I brought the ticket. What is this?
チケット持ってる。あー、これはちょっと難しいね。東京厚生年金会館。
厚生。
どこが言えないの
This kanji looks like mise.
あー、エリックはね、厚生の厚の字を店って呼んでますね。残念。でも、ライブはどうだったの
Killer show. やっぱり素晴らしかったけど、maybe even better than the music was the stories that Dave Grohl was telling.、Mm-hmm. Because it was a quiet kind of concert with、mm-hmm. acoustic guitars, I think he felt it was a good time to open up and tell some stories.、Mm-hmm. And he even talked about Kurt Cobain, the late singer and guitar player from Dave's old band Nirvana.、Mm-hmm. And Kurt killed himself in 94.、Mm-hmm. And at that time, Dave Grohl didn't say anything.To the press for years、mm-hmm. about Kurt or Nirvana. He just shut his mouth completely.、Mm-hmm. So to hear him tell stories and then to even talk about a song that he wrote about Kurt Cobain、mm-hmm. was amazing.
なるほどね。じゃあ、そのライブの中で気に入った一曲でもお送りしますか?
Yeah, let's listen to it. It is called A Friend of a Friend.